Back in January, when spring training tickets went on sale, hundreds lined up hours before sunrise just to make sure they saw their beloved Cubbies in the desert. KJZZ's Catherine Fricke was there in January, and this morning Cubs fans lined up again, but this time to see the team's World Series trophy. Catherine is here with us in studio, and what was the overall feeling like in Mesa today?
Well, Cubs fans are some of the most dedicated in baseball. They stood by their team for over 100 years during their World Series drought, and today 1,000 lucky fans get to see the material proof of the win. And this devoted fan got to the Sloan Park at 2 o'clock yesterday.
I'm telling you, it's a lifelong dream. I'm ecstatic.
That's Loretta Schwinn. Loretta is from Chicago, but lives in the Valley now. Seeing the trophy was a family affair for her. She was there with her son and was keeping the memory of her uncle in mind.
My great uncle started me in Wrigley Field before school age, and it's everything to me today. And I'm number one!
Now, Catherine, I'm guessing the line was long in addition to fans being overjoyed to be there. Who was there this morning or maybe even overnight?
Absolutely. Lots of families. Lisa and George Espinoza drove their grandson up from Tucson to see the trophy. They slept on the concrete for a couple of hours early this morning, even though temperatures dipped into the low 40s overnight.
But it's worth it from the Cubs, our champion Cubs. Right on. I'll freeze for them.
The Espinozas arrived just after 2 a.m. this morning, and right behind them were Eileen and Al Dullum, a brother and sister duo from Chicago. They were there in honor of their father, who is no longer as close to the Cubs as he once was when the team played back at Hohokam Stadium.
We buried our dad right across from Hohokam.
We actually plotted our dad's headstone right to home plate when the Cubs played there, and that was so cool, and then now it's like, ah.
But they said seeing the trophy is helping to make up for it. Only the first 1,000 people will get to see the chance or to take a picture with the trophy. And all of the people that I talked to got into line early enough. Wristbands were handed out at 8 a.m. this morning. And after many people got in their cars and headed back to sleep for a couple of hours just before the Cubs World Series trophy rally tonight. And that event is open to everyone and begins at noon.
The Cubs and all the Cactus League teams play their first official spring training games tomorrow. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you, and go Cubs!